Hello and welcome to episode number 48 of the WP Cafe Show with me, Keith Devon.
And with me, Mark Wilkinson. Episode 48, we're only two away from the half century. Amazing.
I know. It's great. It's decent, that.
Yeah.
I wonder how many podcasts make it to 50 episodes. We're not there yet. Let's not count our chickens. Who knows?
Yeah. That'll collapse today.
Exactly. So on today's show, we are going to be talking about WordPress 6.2. But before we do that, as per usual, if you're joining us live on YouTube, please do say hello in the comments because we get those live and we always like to say hi to people. And also ask any questions, add your thoughts as we discuss today's topics. We love that interaction with people watching the show. So please do that. Also, just the standard stuff. If you enjoy what we're doing today, please give us a like. Even better, subscribe so you don't miss stuff going forward. And you know, you can get those notifications. And obviously we also go out as a podcast, so you can catch us on your favorite podcast player too. I think that's all the housekeeping.
Yeah, pretty much. People saying hello in the chat. So hello to Marcus and Nick. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
So did you mention what we're talking about today? I can't remember now.
I said WordPress 6.2, yeah.
WordPress 6.2, which is coming end of this month, I think it's supposed to be, if it stays on track. So I guess I'd quite like to know from people, like, what are they looking forward to in WordPress 6.2? Is there any particular feature that you think, ooh, that's the one that I want to use? Then let us know in the comments. I'd like to know what your thoughts are.
Seems to be quite a meaty release, doesn't it? There's quite a lot in it.
Yeah, it's one of those releases that, like, I don't think there's like a headline feature.
Yeah.
But there's lots of features that are coming that I think people will find useful. Whereas some releases, like, there's this one thing essentially that is going to be like the thing, isn't it? Whereas this one is. I say little things. I suspect the people who have built them don't think they're little things. They're probably really complicated things, but I think they perhaps are a little bit, which is good. So what we're going to do is just talk about some of the new things that are in there. There's a lot of these are around the block editor and the site editing experience. There are some non-blocky things in there as well. Sam there has just mentioned reduced database queries and performance improvements. They're the sort of things that never grab the headlines, but actually are really, really useful for like everybody. And there's certainly some of those in this release as well. But we're going to look at the different ones. So the first thing I had on my list is that the beta label for the site editor is now removed in WordPress 6.2. So I don't think that means it's finished, but it means, I assume, that it is. They believe it's in the most stable position it has been to be able to use it on production builds, maybe. That's what I think. But they've removed that little beta label, which I thought was always a little bit strange, the fact that it was in core, but it was still beta. That's not something we've seen before, I don't think, where a product or a feature has still got the beta label, yet it's included in the core product. So usually it's like a feature plugin. So that's been removed. The site editor itself has had a bit of an overview. It actually looks a lot nicer now. You've got this sort of like panel on the right-hand side that you can resize as well. So you can make it wider and thinner to test what things are going to look like on different screen sizes in the site editor. And it's got this nice sort of click into it, and it sort of expands to fill the screen. And then you sort of navigate away from it. And it shrinks again to show the menu on the left-hand side. That's quite nice. And that site editor menu on the left-hand side has also been improved a bit. It's got some back buttons, which are nice. Previously, you got a bit stuck in the site editor, I found. You had to find your way back to the main admin or to the site itself. So that's been a bit of improved. And there's some nice design changes, I think, in there as well, which make it look a bit nicer. Next thing I had on my list, and do stop me, Keith, if you've got anything to say on any of these, of course.
No, that's okay. I think you've learned a bit more. And just, I think it's just worth saying that one of the places that we did learn about some of these changes was a video by Rich Tabor and Anne McCarthy. I think it's on WordPress.tv, although whenever I went to WordPress.tv, I couldn't find it, but when I found it somewhere else anyway. We'll have to try to grab a link and put it, if you can, Mark, on screen. maybe read it out if you can find that link. I don't have it open in front of me. But yeah, pretty good. I think it's about an hour long, and it's rich and just talking through and showing some of these features. There it is on screen now for people listening. Oh, it's well, yeah. WordPress.tv.
It's too long.
2023/03/03-6-2-live-product-demo. Yeah, maybe just Google for it. See if you can find it. But it was it was an interesting overview of some of the main features. So yeah, and that, and then there's the field guide as well, isn't there?
Which
we'll is more of a kind of developer-y kind of focused, I would say.
Yeah.
Look at the changes. Yeah.
I'll have a quick glance through that at the end. I haven't looked at that an awful lot at the moment, but I'll have a look at that at the end.
Yeah.
The next feature that I thought was worth mentioning, let me just take that off the screen, was there is a new style book feature in the site editor. So if you go into the site editor and you've got the sidebar panel on the right-hand side, is that called the block sidebar? I don't know what it's called. On the right-hand side, where all your settings are for the blocks and things.
Yeah.
There's now a button up there, which is, I think it's a circle with like a black and white halves. And if you click on that, you get this kind of style book that's appeared. And what it gives you is it gives you like a list of all the blocks that you've got available on the right-hand side in the sidebar. And on the left-hand side, you've kind of got a preview of all the blocks, which I think is really nice. So you get, I think it's tabbed across the top with the different categories of blocks, which is the same categories that you get in the block inserter. And then it gives you a preview of all the blocks on the screen. And as you start to make changes to the settings for those blocks, like typography and color settings and things, and padding and margins and things, you can see the changes live on the left-hand side, which is really nice. So it's a way of being able to customize globally the styles for all those blocks, and gives you a little preview of what they look like. It even works with style variations as well. So if you've got a style variation set up on a block, I don't think you can create a variation. I think you have to still do that with code. But right. If that's set up, you can also change that variation as well, which is really nice to do. And it's a nice way of being able to visualize what you're doing in a global sense, rather than doing it within a post, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so and you can make changes directly in that as well, in that style book. So it, as part of the demo, I think Rich makes a change to like a button style.
Yeah.
And there's another block or something that has a button within it, and you see that like updated in real time. So it's pretty cool. I have to say, it's one of those things, one of those features that I saw is like, okay, that's pretty cool, but who asked for that? Like, how is it decided that this style book is a development priority when there's like, I don't know how many thousands of open issues on GitHub on the Gutenberg project. Do you know what I mean? It's just, I was like, okay, that's cool, but there's all this stuff that still doesn't work. Like, we still don't have a working navigation block. So why aren't we putting some developer resources into things like, or maybe we do now. You get my point, yeah. Yeah,
I understand what you mean. I don't know what it's like for everyone else, but at least just breaking up a little bit for me, but hopefully that'll stabilize itself in a minute. So yeah, the style book is certainly something that you may find interesting. Maybe clients will find it interesting as well, because they can customize the look and feel of the blocks if you're allowing them to do that. Who knows? That's that. So in theory, you could kind of style an entire theme in there, because you've got all the blocks. And as your site, if you're using site editing, is made up of blocks, then you could do that and combine that with template parts in the site editor. You've kind of got a lot of control when you're editing a site about all the components that make up the site. I'll come on to actually doing that afterwards, which is what I had a go with last night, and talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's that bit. And the final point to say on that is that now in that bit as well, is that each block can have custom CSS applied to it. Now, it probably doesn't make sense to add this if you're adding something that can be done in the block editor, as in the settings for the block. So if you can add a background color, for example, using a setting, I wouldn't suggest adding that with CSS as custom CSS, because it'll just look a bit weird and it'll always get in the way. So, but you might want to do something with a block and you can add the CSS straight in there. Something to look at, and that gets saved globally and so forth and loads every time that block gets loaded. So yeah, interesting, I thought.
Do we know how that CSS is loaded, that block-specific CSS?
I don't. I've not tried it.
Okay.
It's got to be loaded. in line, I would imagine.
I don't know.
The first block on the page. I don't know. I'll have to look at it. It can't be variables or something, can it? Because you don't know what you're going to write in there, or I'm not sure.
No, I just wondered, if it was kind of in line or if it was separate style sheets at the top of the page. I'm just not sure of the technicalities behind that. It could be interesting to look at.
It all seems a bit of a mystery to me, how all the CSS is built and loaded and compiled out.
It's the CSS Wild West at the minute. Yeah. Okay.
Next little feature that was interesting and dangerous, I thought, was the apply block settings globally. So you can make a change in the site editor, for example. I don't know if you can do it in the post editor as well, like when you're editing a page or a post. But let's say you're in the site editing, you've got a button there or something like that, and you make some style changes, you make the padding a bit larger, you change the background color to green, whatever you tried to do. And what you can then do is there's a button that basically says apply this globally. So what it means is do this to all buttons on the site that you've got. When I looked at the demo and when I've had a look at it in real time, I think it needs a bit more of are you sure option on that one. And I know that you do have to click save. You know, you can make loads of changes in the site editor and they're not actually active until you actually hit that save button in the top right-hand side, where it then tells you what you're saving. Again, quite confusing, I think, what these things I'm saving. So there is that sort of fail-safe. But I just thought that could be dangerous, that you've pressed the add styles globally. You've then carried on making a lot of changes. You forgot that you did that. You hit save, and suddenly all those buttons on all the site have gone this color. And then how do you change that back? I guess you'd have to go back and change and then press the button again. It just seems confusing to me.
Mark, you might not know the answer to this, but my first thought around that is, if I've built a site and I have added a bunch of buttons and I've styled those buttons differently depending on the page, and I want one to be like a primary button, a secondary button, or whatever button, I've maybe added different button styles, if there's different button styles like outline or solid or whatever, and then I go and say I want to change the background color and I want to apply that globally. Yep. Is that literally to every button block that's on the site will now have my new button color regardless of the individual edits I've made on every... I'm a bit confused by that, what actually happens.
Yeah, it did in the demo, but they didn't have different styles. I can't imagine it's going to change all of the styles for that button. That would be crazy. What's the point in having a style if you're going to have... if it's just going to override with every... But I don't think that would be the case, but I'd have to test it and see. But yeah, I think there's good things about that. Don't get me wrong; it's great that you can suddenly create this global style. But I think clients,
so risky.
You need to know what's going to happen before when you do it. I think it's a little bit unsure that's going to be the case. And then I think Joseph just said yes, thought that disable for clients alert. Yeah, can you disable it for clients? Can I turn that global button off? I don't know. Maybe not.
They do seem to be doing a reasonably good job of building in those kind of switches to turn stuff off. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that, and think that we might be
maybe that's in
that.
Theme JSON.
Yeah.
Not sure.
You can see the rationale behind it, because otherwise we're gonna complain that we can't do that, and making global changes is really difficult, which is something we've thrown up the project before.
Absolutely.
But it's all in the implementation, isn't it? And just how,
Yeah, it comes back to what I wrote down in my notepad here on my thing, big bold letters. I just wrote, big problem understanding what you're editing and what the impact of that edit is going to be. For me, that's a big problem with the site editor. What am I actually changing here? It looks like I'm changing this thing on this template, but actually I might not be. I might be changing it everywhere, and that's really difficult to understand, I found personally. And I'm sure that there could be some improvements.
Imagine a site with hundreds of pages or thousands of posts, and you've made a change like that, you haven't realized the implication, and by the time you do, it's too late. It's like, oh no, all of my buttons are now the wrong color. What happens if, for example, I've added a button on a page and it's a white background, so I've added my primary color as my button, but somewhere else on a page, I'm on the background of that section is the primary color. So I've inverted the colors on that button to make that color white, that button white. And then at some point, someone goes and makes one of these global button color changes. And no, I can't see any of my buttons that are on a colored background. Like, where's the... I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need some sense checks built into this stuff, because...
Doesn't make a change if you've customized it on a page. I'd have to check that. But in the demo that they showed, it did. It changed the button. There was another button on the page, and it made that change when they made it lovely. So I don't know.
Interesting.
That's fun. Where are we up to? Settings global bit. Right, this was nice, I thought. But again, it comes back into that thing. There's becoming like two or three ways to do similar things, and they all have benefits and drawbacks. And actually, which one to pick is probably really difficult for people. This one is you can copy and paste styles between blocks.
Mm.
So on it's like the toolbar that appears above a block, the three dots at the end of it. I don't know what the name of that is, sorry. You click that. It's where you can insert block before or block after. There is now a copy styles. And then what you can do is you can put like another block on the page or on another page, and then you can paste those styles. And by styles, we mean the style settings, like background color, text color, padding, margin, all that sort of those styles, which I thought was, again, quite nice. So you might have created a button. I'm using buttons a lot, but button. A style, and you want to put that on another page in exactly the same style, so you can do that. Again, should you be doing that, or should you be doing that a different way with different variations of style?
So that's what I think. So the equivalent of this that I can think of is when I'm working in Sketch. I never moved to Figma. But when I'm working in Sketch, for example, I can create styles. So if I've got an H2 and it's always a certain font size and a certain color, so I add all the styles in the sidebar, and then I create a named style, and I save it, and then I can apply that to any other item of text in the document, and then whenever I can update it, so I say, actually, I want all the H2s to be 20 pixels instead of whatever, and I can apply like a global update, or I can edit them individually. And for me, that's the interface that should have been built. Maybe that's something that's planned. I don't know, but copying and pasting is okay, but it doesn't solve that problem again that we're talking about, like making these kind of bigger changes. So instead of the copy and a copy and paste and the global styles that you've just decided, I would want to be able to create my own named styles for blocks and then apply them where I want to apply them. Yeah. That just seems so much more sensible, because then they're all kind of linked, and I could potentially update them all in the future when I want to make a change. Otherwise, this just seems like absolute chaos. But
yep,
there you go.
It's clever. It's powerful. I'm not quite sure of the application for maybe the people we build websites for.
Yeah,
I'm sure there are a certain audience out there that would find it really good.
Yeah,
interesting. The next thing I noticed on there was top level groups can now be sticky. So you can stick them to the top. The obvious example being if you've got a header and you want to stick it to the top, so when you scroll, it sticks to the top of the page.
Yeah.
So there was talk about adding that. It's just doing the sidebar, which people might find useful. Navigation. You mentioned navigation before, and that looks massively improved to me. So what they've done is when you click on the navigation block on the screen, previous to it, you had to do all of the UI in the post that you were looking at, or in the site editor bit you were looking at.
Yeah,
what now happens is it jumps to the sidebar on the right-hand side, and you can kind of build your menu in the right-hand side and drag and drop it up and down and things like that, which is much more intuitive. I still don't think it's as good as the old menu editor, but it's much, much better. I used it to create a little menu last night, and it was, the previous one was unusable. This one is much, much better. So certainly
that's
worth
that's good to hear.
It was one of the things that a lot of people mentioned that were difficult to use. So they've definitely made an improvement, which is good. There's a distraction-free mode. We've had these before in the past. And when they mentioned this, I was like, haven't we already got that? But actually, this is slightly different. So distraction-free mode does what you think it does. It kind of removes panels and things off the screen. So you've literally just got the document in front of you, or the post. But what it also does is it stops the toolbars when you hover from showing. So if you just, so the idea being you can just like write a nice document without all those toolbars appearing all the time when you hover your mouse over. So there is some, like, it's a higher level of distraction free, if you like, rather than just taking some panels out of the way and so forth, and maybe making it full screen. I'm sure that's really useful for a select group of people who are writing maybe long form articles and things like that. And I haven't used it yet. Maybe it's just really good for when you're typing up blog posts. But and you can still insert blocks and things. But I guess the settings for those would be a bit harder to get to and so forth. So probably one of those use cases where you just start writing.
Yeah, you just want
in distraction free mode. Get all the text and headings in there, and then you can go back and do the edits later without distraction free mode in there. Potentially, I don't know. So that's that one. Some other really interesting changes I quite liked were the patterns inserter has changed slightly. So previously, when you clicked on the blue plus button, I'm calling it blue, I suppose if you've got a different admin color scheme, it wouldn't be blue. But in the blue plus button in the top left corner, you got the drop down, and then there was like a patterns heading and the blocks. Patterns, you clicked on patterns, and then it was a drop down of categories. Those categories now appear on the screen straight away. So you can see all the categories on the screen. You click one, and then it expands to the right and shows you all the patterns in that one. I think that's a much nicer interface. And it also fits really well with the site editor nav on the left-hand side. Everything kind of looks the same, which is nice. Because that, that nice pattern to it, which is good. Yeah. So that was that one. And then also in the block inserter, there is now a media tab at the top. So you can actually search for your media in your media library straight there, rather than having to go to, you know, add image block, upload, or choose from media library. Then it gets the media library up, and then you're looking at it. You can just click the plus media, and it shows all the media. You click on one, and it drops it on the post as an image block. I'm guessing if you click on a video, it'll drop it in as an embed block, etc., and so forth. That was quite nice as well, nice and speedy stuff. There's also something, I think it was called Openverse, which is looks like a library of royalty-free images that you can use and choose from, which may be useful for lots, which is good. And they did mention that can be turned off. So if you've got clients, you know, with like privacy things, I don't know, but you can turn it off. I don't know how to turn it off though, but and I did Google it, but I couldn't find anything about how to turn it off. So I'm sure there's a way, which is interesting. And then the last thing in sort of the block editor and site editor was that the block sidebar is now got like a split tabs view. So what was happening is all those, I think they're called inspector controls, I think. So like topography is an inspector control where you can control topography.
Colors.
All of those were just lobbed into the sidebar, and it was just getting quite long with all these controls. So what they've now done is created a settings tab. And I think they call it a style tab, which is kind of like your design area, basically. So there's split it into two, which I thought was quite nice. Just giving it a little bit of room rather than having them all in one long column. And I believe you can also, when you register an inspector control, if that's the word, as a developer, you can decide which one to put it in. And I think you can add your own as well. I think you can have multiple. I don't know about that, but I think that's what it was said, which was interesting.
Yeah,
you might get plugins adding their own tab and that, well, that thing for a specific block, which may be useful. So those were all of the sort of site editing type of ones. If you also wanted to learn more about what other stuff is going on, I would highly recommend going to the field guide, which the link is on the screen. These are really good posts, actually. What they do is they collate all of the updates on the Make WordPress Core blog, all of the updates that have been about the release, 6.2 in this case. And what they do is, this is like a hub for that, and they link out to all of those blog posts with the different features. So what happens is you get a feature that's been built. It'll be there'll be a post on there written by someone about the feature, and then this brings all those together, which is really good, actually, as a field guide to say, hey, this is what's coming in WordPress 6.2. Something that I think is very interesting in there, if you've not seen it, is the HTML API. So that is for manipulating HTML in PHP, which is really good if you're using things like the render block filter. You can inject things in the HTML and so forth by using that API. Certainly worth having a look at. Anything else you saw on there, Keith, that you thought was worth mentioning?
Well, I noticed there's just a few more kind of front-endy bits, shadows. added to global styles. Minimum height dimensions for more blocks, I think. I don't know which blocks, if it's nearly all blocks, but so I'm guessing that's going to mean, because I think minimum height is only on the cover block at the minute, I think. Okay. So potentially that's being added to more.
Presumably it only makes sense for certain blocks, though, is it?
Presumably. Yeah, I don't think you'd want a minimum height for a paragraph, but possibly a group. For example, so I need to look into that a bit more. There's loads of good stuff. Google Fonts included locally and bundled themes. There's a whole bunch of stuff in there. And they kind of categorize it all as well. So there's like database changes, there's post type changes, there's internationalization changes. There is an awful lot of work that goes into one of these releases. We might be kind of a bit flippant sometimes with whether we particularly love a particular feature or not, but there is an awful lot of work going on behind the scenes to try to improve this product. Whether you agree with the direction or not is one thing, but you can't fault the kind of effort.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that that field guide, I'd say if you want to learn about WordPress 6.2 and what's coming, obviously after this podcast, which is the best way to learn, I would suggest you look at the field guide, because that's the post that really pulls everything together and really really makes it happen, so you can see what's going on, which is good. We've had some couple of questions in. Should we take some of those? One from Nick. Thank you for joining us, Nick. Can we save a block pattern via the UI yet? Not that I am aware of, but I might be wrong. Have you seen the WP Engine Pattern Manager plugin, which they are, I think it's currently still in beta, but it'll be out soon. You can sign up, I think, to use it. There's some demo stuff online that you can see about what it does. It's more of a developer-y plugin, but it kind of does this in that what you do is you create your pattern in a post, and it will save the pattern to the theme automatically. It'll write the file to the theme. I've not used it yet. I did sign up, but I've not used it yet. So something that might be useful to you. Any other questions? Have you seen
any? I'm not sure there are any more specific questions. Lots of comments. So thanks everybody for your comments today. And there's even like little discussions going on between people in the comments today, which is great to see. So I think we've covered only probably a third, a quarter of the release. But that was definitely some of the big stuff from our point of view. Thanks Mark for going through that in such detail as well. That was really cool. I definitely recommend checking out the video and everything.
Yeah, definitely. The last thing I was going to mention is that last night I thought, right, I'm going to have a go at this, because we have a client who we've had for a while now. They've had their website is 4 or 5 years old, I think, still running absolutely fine. It was using an ACF flexible content approach, I believe, for the majority of the site. It's fairly straightforward. There's nothing particularly complicated about the design or the way in which the content is laid out. And the client has often spoke to us over the course of the last 6 months that they would like more flexibility and they would like to bring it into the modern age a little bit. And we've talked to them about the block editor, actually. And after I'd watched the video yesterday and done some preparation for this podcast and the show, I was thinking, could I actually just build this website without the need for Keith to do any styling and for me to write any PHP or anything like that? Could I actually just build it using the site editor? Because it is fairly straightforward. You know, the components in there, you look at them and you think, well, that's such a block. That could be such a block. I could just do that out of the box, make that a group and color it, you know, and that sort of thing. So I started off doing it, and it was a bit of a car crash, I must admit. It didn't fill me with any confidence that someone could do all these things without, you know, without, I don't know what the word is, knowledge of the web and knowledge of WordPress, I think might be the word. But maybe I'm wrong. And I did say to you yesterday, Keith, actually, that maybe us knowing stuff actually gets in the way of using this new stuff. Because you're trying to tie it to stuff that you know, and actually, if you get rid of that out of your brain and just think about what's actually happening, that might be the problem, I think. But I did think it was an interesting experience. So I started by trying to set up the colors, and then I think so. Like Keith has a SAS file, and which has got like the color variables, which have got the brand colors in for the site. So I just thought, right, I'll go into there. That gives me the colors I need. Went into sort of the global styles to set the colors, and there's only five. Why is there only five? And I can't add one. So where have they come from? Well, it turns out they're in 2023. So then how do I change those? I'm into theme JSON, I think. So then I had to create a child theme. Does the theme JSON override the child theme? It appears that it does, actually, by the way. If you start editing the theme JSON, the child theme, it kind of inherits from its parent, which is quite nice. And then I had to deal with the theme JSON file, in which is horrific. It's just this horrendous list of nested stuff, which you've just got to work. Anyway, so I was trying to do that. So I managed to get a color palette working. But again, I couldn't do it without editing theme JSON, unless I'm doing it wrong. So I couldn't. I had to edit theme JSON to get the right amount of colors and then set the colors. I could set the colors in the editor. So I got that working. Then I moved on to fonts. How do I get my font loaded? I think I've managed to get that working. Again, I had to do it in theme JSON. You can download the Google fonts. You can put them in your theme and you can reference them in theme JSON. I think I got that working. And that took me about 2 hours to do all that. And then it got late and I called it a day. But it was difficult. But again, there's lots to learn. I'm sure it'll get easier the more you do it. So interesting. And so, sorry, go on.
I was just going to say my P45 isn't in the post yet then. I'm not.
Well, that was my last thought really about this, was that if this is the way in which WordPress is going, then that's fine. And I think that our jobs would change, because actually building a website, in essentially you can do it. And I know we've talked about this problems with X and Y today, but essentially you should be able to do all this without using our skills, essentially.
Yeah, so, that's the point. Yeah.
And I'm optimistic in that there is going to be a job where someone is going to be really good at doing that, and they will be able to earn a living by building websites in that way. Because as I said to you, I think it's really hard to do for someone who isn't a web person and so on. So there will be a job there, definitely. But I got left myself thinking, is that the job I want to be doing? And I'm not sure it is. I don't know. I tweeted out yesterday, it got a lot of people's attention, was like, we're probably not going to be building websites with WordPress in the next, 12 or 18 months time. And I think people thought we were going to be using something else. I think the tweet was more like, we probably won't be building websites. We'll probably still be working with WordPress.
Yeah.
And we'll probably be focusing more on the products and services that we have rather than building actual websites. Yeah. I might be wrong. We might be sat here in 12 months' time and we're hammering out websites with the site editor as fast as can be. I don't know. We'll see. But that's where I was going with that sort of comment as well. That was what that was based on.
Very good. You're on fire today, Mark. That was a good show.
Have we had any more comments?
A few more.
Says, will we need to create themes in the future? All of the block registration, etc., could be done by a plugin, especially now the archive single pages can be created in the admin. I agree. That was one of the things last night when I was working on this that I was actually confused about. I was like, what is my theme? I haven't even selected a theme. I'd left it as what must be 2023, I guess.
Yeah.
And actually, that never came into my process to select a theme. I didn't even think about that at all. So it left me thinking, what is the role of a theme? Do we need themes? Someone said on Twitter, Matt said that probably not in the future. And I found myself thinking, actually, is there a theme that isn't a theme? a bare bones theme that doesn't have a theme JSON and I can just start from scratch completely in the site editor, but I couldn't find one. But maybe that's...
Well, like an absolute, like just blank canvas, just nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let me build this in the site editor. Don't have an opinion and get in the way.
is that the end goal? I think we've talked about this kind of thing before. Is that the end goal, or is it just some kind of... People need some kind of starting point if they don't want to design from scratch. Design from scratch makes sense for some people, but for, I would say, the vast majority of WordPress users, they want to start from somewhere, a point that looks good. Yeah, I'm just not... Yeah. Yeah, Xlam says Keith is not having it. He's absolutely right.
I wonder if instead of a theme, like if I can build all those settings in the site editor and the global styles and all sorts, is a theme just essentially like a JSON file that I import? You know, you can. I don't know. I just wondered, like, this yeah. thing makes all this look like this, essentially. You know, you could almost have that style book and say, this is the style book for this theme, this JSON file, and then import. I don't know. But interesting to see where they go, definitely.
Yeah, 100%. I'd love to do a future of themes show at some point and get some people on, because I know some people, some core people, Riyadh being one, says themes are dead. Other people I know have said themes are dead. And then some people like Rich Tabor is like, no, themes are here to stay. They're going to be around for a long time. So which is it? Like, what is going on? And can someone just explain what this future looks like? There has to be something. There has to be a starting point. Whether it's just a terminology thing, maybe they're thinking there will be themes or presets or whatever we call them, but they're just not going to be called. Maybe not going to be called themes, and they're certainly not themes as we used to know them, like a style.css file and whatever else. So,
Much 92 anyway. Says he's more optimistic than me and thinks we still have a job, which is good.
Trust me, we won't. There is, like, this is all fading towards, you know, the whole technology replaces people. Like, it's not going to be the same in 5 years as it is today. And with AI coming, I think you're just going to be able to talk to something soon and it'll build a website for you. Just be like, can you make the logo a bit bigger? And it'll just do it. So that is the future. That is the future. In fact, you won't need websites soon. Anyway.
Website with WordPress and include these pages.
Yeah.
And then you can, the next comment can be, and make it more like High Rise Digital. In the style of High Rise Digital.
Yeah.
It's quite scary, really, isn't it? Yeah. We'll leave you for this week. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone. Really good to get some chat in the comments, which is nice. Get you all thinking about this.
Absolutely.
Hopefully you enjoyed that. And we will be back the same time next week, I hope. A topic to be decided. Suggestions are obviously always welcome on what you want us to chat about. As always, if you haven't already subscribed, please do so. Like the video, it's worth it for us. And click the notification bell, you'll get notified of our videos. We've got some other videos actually coming out on the channels. One yesterday and one is going to be out on Monday, I believe. About
very good.
And it's block editor stuff as well.
Very good.
Anyway, I'll show up now. We'll see you next week.
That's cool day. See you next time. Thanks, everyone.